Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing calls by the governing South African party, the African National Congress, or ANC, Youth League President Colin Malaji, for the deportation of illegal immigrants, calling on the military, police, and the Department of Home Affairs to work full-time to clean the country out of illegal foreigners, accusing them of committing crimes. He also says that the foreigners are heavy on the country's infrastructure, health system, and everything. Malaji's call on Monday comes at a time South African Police Minister Bheki Cele said the problem of undocumented foreign nationals continues to impact crime-fighting efforts in the neighboring country. The South African Police says in May it launched an intensive campaign called Operation Chanela, meant to fight crime in the country that some people say is only targeting illegal Zimbabweans. However, South African Service Director of Communications, Lerato Temba, denied the allegations. Asked about the number of Zimbabweans arrested in the raids so far, Temba told Studio 7 that when the police make raids on illegal immigrants, they do not compile figures based on nationalities. According to recent crime statistics released by Police Minister Cele, Operation Chanela has netted over 99,700 suspects for various crimes, including murder, rape, assault, and other serious charges. Of late, Minister Cele has been joining operations in Johannesburg Central Business District when the police make raids on foreign nationals. South Africa's most populous city has for years struggled to keep up with housing demand due to an influx of people who come in search of opportunities. Some residents, many with little financial means, find themselves in subpar housing that has a high risk of fire and little to no access to water and electricity. Jan Bonman reports from Johannesburg, South Africa.
More than 70 people died in late August in a fire that engulfed a so-called hijacked building. The dwelling left vacant and infected in the 1990s, when businesses left Johannesburg's inner city for the affluent suburbs. Housing officials say crime syndicates soon took over the dwellings, sometimes with fraudulent housing deeds they used to collect rent from unsuspecting residents, who either pay or are pushed out. According to government statistics, thousands live in such buildings across the city, with little access to clean drinking water, electricity, and plumbing amid an affordable housing crisis. While criminal syndicates are often linked to hijacked buildings, the situation is sometimes more complicated. In some cases, legal ownership of the housing is in question. Inner city resident Lizwelethu Ndlovu and his neighbors have been waiting for the courts to rule on a years-long dispute over the ownership of the building they live in. In the meantime, court has ordered a hold on rent payments, although residents must continue to pay for services while a final judgment is pending.
Because we have got more than two people claiming to own the place, we have to put the money together as a community and buy whatever it has to be bought. And we fix some of things like plumbing, we do ourselves. Cleaning, we do ourselves. Why do we wait for the courts?
The city of Johannesburg says it has intervened in recent years to address the challenge of hijacked buildings and plans to acquire buildings whose owners are not traceable. But for Freda Mutswane, who lives in an unlawfully occupied building believed to be owned by the city, political promises feel empty. Residents there say they have been without running water since May 2022 and must rely on a fire hydrant for their water needs.
But since from last year, after we got the problem of water, since then they never come and fix anything. They keep on promising us.
Experts say that a housing crisis lies behind the substandard living conditions.
Well, these spaces in which thousands of inner city residents are living emerge out of an urban housing crisis. And so many low-income households are forced to live either in very poor conditions or unlawfully. And criminality and exploitation arises out of that.
Sifiso Zuma is a treasurer for the Inner City Federation, a coalition of tenants and unlawful occupiers. He says politicians aren't listening to their pleas for help.
If you want to go to their office, they are not going to allow you to go and talk to them. But if there is a tragedy like this one, it's where you are going to see them. Then after this, it's done.
In the aftermath of the devastating August fire, a city spokesperson says city, provincial and national officials have been meeting to address the housing crisis and find a way to improve the living conditions of inner city residents. Jan Boorman, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Munya yedu atiri kutaura nezvayo nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvekurudziro yakaitwa svondo rino nemutungamiri wevechidiki mubato rinotonga muSouth Africa reANC vaColin Malaji yekuti vose vasiri zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vabude munyika ine kukasika vachiti vari kuparadza mhosva dzakawanda uye kuremedza nyaya dzehupfumi munyika iyi. VaMalaji vakakurudzirawo mapurisa nemauto pamwe nevebazi rezvemukati menyika kuti vashande pamwe mukuona kuti vachenesa South Africa kuburikidza nekuburitsa munyika vose vabva kure. Izvi zviri kuuyawo munguva iyo bazi rezvemapurisa richitungamirwa negurukota remapurisa vaBeki Cele riri kumhanya nechirongwa charo chekurwisana nedzimhosva cheOperation Shanela. Asi vamwe vari kuona chirongwa ichi sekunge chakanyanyonangana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvisina magwaro ekugara nekushanda muSouth Africa. Asi mukuru anoona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko mubazi remapurisa muzvare Liransu Temba varamba mashoko aya vachiti chirongwa ichi chakanangana nevose vanoparadza mhosva vasiri vemunyika iyi. Vacele vakazivisa kuti kubva zvaparurwa chirongwa ichi muna chivabvu wegore rino, mapurisa asunga vanhu vanodarika zviuru makumi mapfumbamwe nezvipfumbamwe nemazana manomwe. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Come back to our show. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us right now to discuss the issue is Chairperson of the African Diaspora Global Forum, Dr. Vusumuzi Suanda, Pastor Richard Moyo, and Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, a legal advisor. They are all based in South Africa. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda nekuwa na nguwe kunge mchipinda mchirongwa chedu. Maybe let me start with Dr. Swanda. You told us that you may face problems due to load shedding in your area. So before we lose you, let's utilize you. Dr. Swanda, we have heard ANC Youth League President Colin Malaji calling on powers that be to make sure that illegal foreigners in South Africa are kicked out of the country or they live on their own as soon as possible. What do you make of this statement?
Well, this statement shows the position that the ANC basically has taken. I mean, I must say that today we had a program, that's going to be slighted on the NCA that was discussing migration in South Africa. And one of the things that was said by former Minister of Security David Mashobe is that, and he's echoing the sentiments that were said by Minister of Home Affairs, that they want to review, you know, their membership, especially the fact that they are signatory to the United Nations Conventions on Refugees. And now, which implies that, you know, South Africa is actually developing cold feet in dealing with migration and including refugees and asylum seekers, which means that at this particular stage, South Africa, I mean, some of the communication might actually prove that there is a desire to continue working with migrants and refugees. But it is also very clear that one of the things that they are trying to do now is to minimize and to reject, you know, people that come from other countries because, you know, they are under pressure from, you know, small parties like the Patriotic Alliance, you know, Operation Duduna, who are ordinarily not amenable to people that come from other countries. So that is actually showing us that what Colin Malachi is basically saying, it is the policy of the African National Congress, albeit it is trying to approach it in a manner that is relatively more reserved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Aswanda. Please do stay on the line. Let me go to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, statements like this, are they not going to cause or lead to xenophobic attacks against foreigners? Looking at the person who is saying this, he's a powerful member of the ruling African National Congress Party.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, statements like what the ANC youth president has actually said may lead to xenophobic attacks, as we saw in 2008 and later on around 2011, because there are people who actually believe what he says, even though what he says and what other people like Mbalula have also said is no basis in fact. Because if we look at the statistics in South African prisons, there are around 500,000 people who are arrested in South African prisons. And of those 500,000, only about 18,000 of them are foreign nationals. So the percentage of foreign nationals who are in prison is not reflective of the statements that people who are scapegoating foreigners are actually saying. Because it's actually very easy to just throw things like statements like what Malachi was saying, that there are many people who are foreigners, and then blame all the crimes that are done on foreigners. But it's not foreigners who are mostly the ones who are committing crime. So statements like that are actually dangerous, and they are not in sync with the South African Constitution, which guarantees that people should actually have the right to some documentation. Because most of the people who are called illegal immigrants in South Africa are people who I call undocumented. They have not been given an opportunity, or they don't know what documents they are supposed to. They are entitled to, which is why in South Africa there are so many people, even who are South Africans, who are not documented themselves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Toenda kuna Pastor Moyo. Pastor Moyo, muripoka pachirongo apa. Ndizvozvo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pemashoko atanzwa akataurwa nemutungamiri wepoka revechidiki reANC ekuti vese vanobva kunze vasina magwaro kuti vange vari munyika iyi vange vachitobuda nekukasika, nekuti vari kukonzera kana kuparwa kwedzimhosva kuri kuitwa nevazhinji vavari kupomera vanobva kunze. Pamusoro pezvo vari kuti vari kuremedza nyaya dzeupfumi, zvikuru nyaya dzekugara, infrastructure kana zvivakwa, kuita nyaya dzezveutano, health system, pamwe chetewo nezvimwe zvavari kungoti zviri kuremedzwa.
Regai ndikwase vose vari padare nevatariri iyose kune vatereri. Ya, nhau iripo iri munyika ino yeSouth Africa inyaya hombe, takavaona vaMalachi vachitaura kumusangano wekupemberera kuvamba kwakaita musangano weyouth 79 years weyouth ANC sezvari mutungamiri kumalanga kutiotirikawanga wachiva kudaro tira kutsvaira vose inoziziva kuti inhau dzokuti ivo pachavo gore rinouya kune sarudzo kusouth africa nokuti nhau yemaforeina yatongova big song everywhere even the small king they sing about foreigner everywhere talking about the foreigners then there so zvakafana izvozvo tazvijaira uye futi zvinotishungurudza vanhu havachagari vane peace takaona futi vacele vachimengena our country Zimbabwe parod blok kuti vari peri mazimbabweans vatii kana muchiziva
thank you pastor moyo ndimbokubatai muromo rambai muripo tidaire tine muteereri wekutanga apinda muchirongwa hallo
hallo pakadiko
ndakasimba makasimbawo ndiani vari kutaura
mutaura namome ndenhere from johannesburg
mukoma denhere muri mujohannesburg taurai tinzwe mapinda muchirongwa
tapinda muchirongwa nhau iri kutaurwa ANC tiri kuiwa tese bati nenhau iyo zvari kuita kuti zimbabwe tikwa taka kumiririra vanhu akabirwa hatingakwanisi kuti chiini kuzimbabwe
hallo nhare yenyu hameni zvairi kuita ehe taurai tinzwe
amusho inhau yemhepo iri panze
saka matimi muri kuti imi nhau yavo haikwanisi kutambirika nenyaya yekuti bato ravo riri kutsigira zvakabuda musarudzo
yes ndo zvimwe zviri kukonzera kuti kunyange isusu kana takabvuma kuti tinge kuzimbabwe ko vana vedu vachararama nei right now kusunga tirikuona zvavo vari kusunga zvavo asi kuti hapana kwanzinosvika
asi imi vadendemuri kumbofungawo here pamusoro pekuti hongu muri chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri musouth africa asi muri kuremedzawo nyaya dzeupfumi nyaya dzezvekurapwa nezvimwe mine pekugara musouth africa nokuti vanenge vachiti vakagadzirirwawo vana vavo asi kwazouya vekwamainini kana vekwaba mukuru vazouya sadza rabikwa poto idiki haichakwana vanhu vese
iyeyo nhau iyeyo tiri kuiona but hati kugara mahara munotafuta mugozi tikubhadhara marenji tese patinenge tichigara tinenga right now vazhinjisima takurarama tobhadhara maprivate doctors kuti tirakwanisa kudii kurapiwa mazvona kuvaremedza kwashona hatinoti kudii kuona gozi tobhadhara marenji whatever
aiwa regai tinzwe kuvadare vedu kuti vanoti ine shoko ramataura tinotenda zvikuru vadendere
zvakanaka imisashoga
morara zvakanaka thank you so much ndodzoka kwamuri mufundisi let me go back to pastor moyo I think you are still there on the line pastor moyo holding
yes utikulume ngale ndava wavona indava yanane south africa inzima kakhulu masikhuluma even sibonile kwababe ticele ajamisa i-tax akhambana namapolisa atakhona naye mazimbabwe masikhuluma indawa yamaforeina amaforeina amanikhulu e-south africa notuta amazimbabwe kuphela mara yena ukwakhe ublema thina ama-foreigners ii masikhuluma ngendawa zezibhedlela the way wabadengile akhuluma ngaloko kuti vanotishora pese kuti tisinopedza zvose tisinopedza zvose but vanhu vari kuya munomo vakawanda if you remember last of last week kujohannesburg minister of home affairs vakanga variko pakasungwa vanhu come from afghanistan about 120 afghanistan and pakistan vanga vachigara paimba yezifaiomvoti vanhu havanenge vachibva ukoko vasvika koko munomu vozvirendiswa kunwe vanhu vada kuvashandisa but pakanga pasina mazimbabwe zivo but vakanga vari mapakistani aisvika 120 but ivo pachavo vanhu vomunomu vanenge vachingoblema isusu ichi ndeve
thank you so much rambai muri parunare pastor moyo let me now go to Dr. Sivanda. Dr. Sivanda, you heard from our first caller who called from Johannesburg. He said the ANC in those recently held election results in Zimbabwe, and now they are telling Zimbabwe nationals to go back home or foreigners to leave South Africa. yet at the same time, they know that things are not okay in Zimbabwe. The results are being disputed. What's your take on that?
Well, yes, indeed. I mean, it is a very sad state of affairs, because when you look at the mere fact that not only are the results disputed, I mean, SADC, you know, a parent body that basically looks and deals with these particular issues, has actually issued, you know, I mean, that statement that the results, you know, were not free and fair, as therefore determined. So what that means in essence is that, you know, South Africa, on the one hand, they have shown that they are, you know, endorsing the election, especially in that they have gone on to send President Ramaphosa, you know, to the inauguration. One would have expected South Africa to become more specific. I mean, you know, show that he does not like, you know, he's not endorsing that like other presidents that did not go. But South Africa always is trying to be diplomatic. I mean, we had a, today when we had a meeting with one of the ANC guys, they said, no, we know there's going to be a need, you know, to engage down here. So we are being, you know, diplomatic so that we don't close those channels for negotiations. What negotiations? Zimbabwe is what it is today because of negotiations. People go out there and vote, and they want change, and then you want to negotiate people's votes. That is unacceptable. That is not democracy. Every time we have got a leader that doesn't want to leave, you know, political office, then we are told about negotiations. That's quite unacceptable. And ANC is setting a very bad precedent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Swara. Please do stay on the line. Let's hear from Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, what legal implications does the statement from Mr. Malaji and the action that Minister Tsele took also to go and be part of the forces that are raiding illegals in Johannesburg, what implications do they have?
Those statements, most of them, they are of no legal effect. But you might be asking yourself, why are foreigners being blamed now, and why are the people in the ANC blaming foreigners for everything? What you've got to know is that there was a party which was formed recently called Action SA, and it was attacking foreigners, and then it got lots of votes, especially in Soweto. So to counter that, now we know that next year, South Africa in 2024, it will be having its own elections. So for the ANC is now trying to counter Action SA, because it was seen, the ANC was seen as a party which was supporting foreigners when President Zuma was there and was giving people ZTP permits. And then that's why now that there's Ramaphosa and the current leadership in the ANC, they are now trying to portray themselves as anti-foreigner, because they are now seeing that they are losing votes, because there are many people in South Africa who, due to being misinformed, now think foreigners are there to take their jobs, foreigners are taking their houses, and all sorts of things that are bad that are happening. Like I told you earlier, all of the 500,000 plus people who are in prison, only about 18,000 are foreigners. So it's not true that the majority of the criminals that are in South Africa are actually foreigners, because out of a population of 60 million, there are only about 3-point-something million people who are foreigners. And this includes those foreigners who are legal and those foreigners who are not illegal. So it's not a huge number. It might appear like a huge number, but in the bigger scheme of things, 3.5 million out of 60 million is not a huge number for people to blame everything that's happening out of a country of 60 million on that number of people.
Thank you so much. The guy teams get now. Mfundisi Moyo. Do you know of any Zimbabweans who have been caught in this net or in these raids, and if they have been deported back to Zimbabwe?
Yeah, many Zimbabwe. I saw many Zimbabwe every day. Yeah, I saw many. Yeah, I don't know how many are in Zimbabwe. No, but how many are in Zimbabwe? I think probably many. the police of South Africa, if you see the foreigner, they see lunch, chocolate in KFC, because many police, if you arrest the foreigners, they need money. Or if you don't have money, 300, 400, they take you to the Lindela. If you went to Lindela, if you go to Lindela there, they're supposed to waiting there, you know, Garira Mazwaka, one day, you know, I think I'll appear in Zimbabwe. But the Kapana is also as about three, you know, Panangan, border, Kunguare, Fukumisan, who's inside, Unona, Mamo, to Karantima, Gumbakumba, Antima, Gumbakumba, and we are as that are safe then. Aka export wa navano wa nunga sungo batu wa newa kizoswa wa chiburuso wa buruso wa mbago kwa mbazo so nukwa nguwe kare kuya wa nwa sungo kungo kwa isi kopuo kana ka ufuo kwa kana mafuta kutuwa hindi kumba kuzo wa bazi saka zino kuzo kwa shakana wa Afrika kuna wa bazi wani kwa kutita retain wa zino kuzo wa pay forward saka ndoo shimiro shikitika wa nwa nukusunga wa nishuwa waka wanda wa nufambu wa chisunga ma location makasiana siyana wa chisunga zaite kutuwa nami Zimbabwe waka wanda vapisiri vava na mapassport vapisiri vava na mapassport ni utu mwona kana zwani zwa wano kwa shibudo nukwa mazwa vamweo wa shindo jindisa o kupika kasiana siyana uyo fintu wango kuru ya utu wano Zimbabwe nga wando wando tura maaslam maaslam aru kutuwa wano kutine zuru ndaka mfakashira kuhoma fetu mdoona wando tura maaslam asipa maitira wa kita kuma aslam nao kana wakuda unifi passport nishitupa but passport ninge chidiwa inguwa passport ninge sina mazuwa ya karikoti ya overstayer ndopo kutu apply pa aslamo tuwa ma details ako kumusha kwako ndozo harikita hizo so asikana usina passport kwa usina stupa augo nuku apply nukuzishuwa mapulisa harikusunga zakanyanya sema mizuwa wa filmu zonimu.
Thank you. Regaiti nzuge kuna Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, we heard about the issue of asylum. Is that a legal route that we can encourage Zimbabweans to take?
It is, but it's a problematic route because, like the Minister of Home Affairs always says, buses leave South Africa or Johannesburg or any other city of South Africa headed to Zimbabwe every day, full of Zimbabweans. So for you to claim asylum, you've got to claim it either to say that you are facing political persecution or you are facing a persecution because you are a member of a certain minority group which is not accepted in Zimbabwe, like maybe if you are a gay or a lesbian. So you for you to claim asylum, you can't just say because police are busy arresting people, then you just go and claim asylum. You've got to have a valid reason as to why you are claiming asylum. Mm-hmm. So it's not open to everyone, which is why most people now who had asylum, asylum seekers papers or asylum seekers permits are now getting rejection because those are temporary measures which are put. Then you've got to have that asylum renewed every now and then, and at times they take you to an interview to try and ascertain whether what you said when you first applied for asylum is the truth. And most people are getting rejections because what they would have said is not actually the truth. Because most people who are in South Africa are actually economic refugees. They are not political, even though they are running away from the political situation in Zimbabwe, but the situation is not so bad that they can't go back in Zimbabwe. They can't stay in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mfundisi Moyo, shukura munga sila wana wa Zimbabwe. 10 seconds.
So, mashukura munga sila wana wa Zimbabwe, ndio kutu ngachila mbiteka shingiri la, ndio kutu na huyo kugara munu omu wakusikuda kweduo, na huyo kutambuzika. Tayo kana kwa wewe kwa kipindi hadi tili kunyika kwenye sisi zimu South Africa. Amazo amogina ni asela kwa la lilibo kwenye ni wabukeli wa studio.
Thank you so much.
Nati, yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Time is against us. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. I mean this day. That was Chairperson of the African Diaspora Global Forum, Dr. Vusumu Zisulanda, Pastor Richard Moyo, and Mr. Willem Finninklof, a legal advisor. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night and saying let's stay again and get in touch tomorrow.